This is RSB and the Update, episode 154, recorded Thursday, May 29th, 2008. Mountie Hunter. Hello, everybody. Brad, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm fine, you know?
That's good. Fine. That's good.
Insecure, neurotic, and emotional.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay, can we...
Woo!
Can we
record for a swear. That's got to be the record.
Yeah, 2 seconds in, you know?
I just took the record there.
Yeah, so...
I deserve a medal for that.
So why all of a sudden using that kind of word?
Because it's an acronym. It's
Yeah, it's an acronym?
Fine.
How is an acronym?
Fine. Effed up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. F-I-N-E.
Oh!
Oh, there we are. 5 minutes later, Shane gets it.
Oh, so you're an emotional guy.
No, it's just... shut up. It's just because usually if you say to people, how are you, they just say, oh, I'm fine. So if I say to people, how are you, and they say fine, I say, what? You're effed up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. And then they don't like me anymore.
Yeah, I can see why, you know, it's not traditional. It's not a traditional greeting, but yes. So, do you want to tell people where you're recording from today?
My house.
Which is where?
In England. It's 9 p.m. It's Thursday night.
Which is where in England? What part?
Gloucester, southwest England.
Okay. So if you live there, keep on the lookout. Maybe I'll see Brad one day.
If you live in Gloucester or the surrounding area and you would like to meet me, I think that's very creepy and I want you to stay away from me.
I want to meet you.
I think you're very creepy and I want you to stay away from me.
Well, we've known each other for how long now?
Almost 3 years.
So we're like family.
Yeah, it's Shane is my father. No, he's not. I think it's actually coming up 3 years. We've known each other in July.
When did you get modded?
I'm just looking back in the mod forums. I'm pretty sure it was July the late. I'm just looking now.
No.
Here we go. 2005. I'm looking for the forum.
I remember
looking
when
the
we
forum.
First modded you, first conversation I had with you, I asked you about musical instruments, and you said you used to play the saxophone.
I used to ages
then
ago.
Then that disappeared, sort of.
Yeah. Posted, right? This is the topic of welcoming me. Monday, July the 11th, 2005.
Oh, yeah, July 11th. I remember that day.
You remember? I remember the exact day.
Yeah. Anyways, coming up to 3 years. Maybe I'll get you a cake or something. Anyways, not much to talk about this week, RuneScape related, except the graphical rework development diary. Brad, did you take a read through this?
Yeah, I took a read through it.
I don't know. I think it's interesting when they do these kind of things, but that's probably because that's the field I'm in, you know?
What field? You're standing in a field recording the show?
No, like computer design, you know?
All right, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I know, Shane. Everything.
I don't know.
I totally disagree with the graphics here.
Why?
You know, the childish drawings at the top. Well, it's obvious they're trying to show, hire minorities. It's obviously trying to show we hire minorities because they've got a black guy, they've got a woman, and they've got a white dude. It's saying... It's like I remember reading, you know, Maddox, best page in the universe, that guy. I don't like the guy, but I remember once how he wrote this article about how in advertisements the ratio of black people to white people is always 1-3 or something like that. Okay, that's completely off topic and also makes me sound a bit like a racist. So
yeah, it does, but you're not.
I'm not racist.
Also,
now.
We see extra pictures here of the texturizing, shadows, and a moving flag. I can't wait for this to happen. I just want to see my farming patches, you know, and then their full glory of a texture, you know. And at one point, Andrew, they called him as, saying, we've considered a hardware render to RuneScape a number of times in the past, but it was just only 2 years ago that we felt Java was mature enough. Java.
So it's taken them 2 years to just announce it. Imagine how long it's going to take them to actually do it.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no,
No. You remember in August 2 years ago, they started with like the Blue Dragon graphical update. That was like the first or something, I think, right?
No, Pluto. Yes.
That's the start of the RuneScape 3D rework of the new monsters and whatnot and the textures. Have you not noticed that?
That bird thing does look very good, though.
That's a Terror Bird. Level 52 summoning.
It looks good.
Yeah, it does. So they started and they've been phasing them in slowly, and we've been wondering what for. The city upgrades have also been a point of this, so it's only a matter of time before we start seeing this, and I think it's a great step towards the next direction, you know? Like, you can't keep your... This goes the same with everything. A career, a program, a game. You cannot remain at the status quo for more than 2 years in a row. If you do, you become stale and old and nobody wants you. You have to keep
just
advancing
like you, Shane.
Yourself. What?
Shane is stale and old and nobody wants him.
No. Plenty of people want me.
Oh, that's nice.
So, I don't know. Take a read through this. It's a fun way of looking at things, and they say, it's just nice when you see Andrew here coming in saying that, yeah, he originally had wanted to do this, but Java wasn't mature enough, and then again, I'm not going to get into the whole holy war that Java is a slow language and should not be used for anything important, but it's clearly obvious that Java is evolving with this, you know? Like, 5 years ago, you would never have seen this being done with Java. So, if this can be done with Java, it's probably saying it's about time that it's becoming one of the main languages that can be used and is actually a decent language, you know?
Yes, indeed. Quite.
So, I don't know, you probably don't quite understand the internal workings of Java, seeing as you've never worked with it before, but anyways. One thing to say is, previously, a brown surface could have been depicting mud, wood, or clay, the actual substance being deliverable from contacts with textures. It's now easy to teleport a muddy path, wood flooring, or a clay object at a glance.
Oh, it looks much more pleasing to the eye, much less, because I think the RuneScape graphics as they are at the moment, for the most part, they're quite harsh on the eyes.
Yeah. Whereas
these changes look much more easier on the eyes, as well as obviously being much more realistic.
Yeah, like you see that in the new areas as well that have been released in the past 2 years, that they're not as hard on the eyes, you know? Rather than having a pure green floor type thingamajig, you know? Is that I don't know what to call it, but a floor type thingamajig that's green, you have a textured thing that looks like grass. So, yeah. Anyways, so take a read through this. Not much else this week. Postbag number 31 has been put out. I don't really have any favorites in there, but there's something called Wise Old Jokes from the Wise Old Man.
Why, Brad, the old man likes jokes.
Yeah. Brad, what happened if you started a fight with a seashell in the wilderness?
I don't know. You'd
climb wars.
Oh, that's a good one.
What's pink, ghostly, and degrades as it carries mud around your garden?
I don't know.
Wheelbarrows. Get it?
Yeah, these are crap.
What mini game are you playing if you PK a Canadian?
Oh, Jesus Christ, this better be good. This better be good. I'm
Mountie Hunter.
Mountie That is quite good. Mountie Hunter.
I wonder who comes up with these things.
Well, I've got to say, that is good, yeah.
Where can you swap elderly relatives?
At the old people's home.
On the Grand Exchange.
Oh, the Grand Exchange, oh, yeah.
There's some more long ones. Here's another short one. What's the Majorat's favorite nut?
I don't know.
Hazelnut. You know there's that person? Hazel.
Yeah, Hazel. Yeah.
How many Slayer monsters does it take to change a light bulb?
No idea.
Two. One to give you the rubbish assignment and another to change it. Oh, Slayer Masters, not Monsters. So, wow, that was good. So take a read through this. We got a good laugh. Anyways, so that's that. Anyways, on to the questions now. First audio, or no, we don't have any audio questions. Sorry, it's just a habit of saying first audio question, you know? But we don't have any audio questions.
Your first audio question.
Can you read it, please?
Yeah, this is the first audio question. Recently, I have been okay, that sounds retarded. Recently, I've been noticing a few things that seem to be trying to expand the RFPMB population. Example, the RFPMB YouTube channel. No doubt having a larger community would decrease the financial burden on the two site owners. But how do you think the community as a whole will be affected by population growth? Personally, I believe that most of the active members on the forum stay because it's a small community, where basically every user communicates with another daily. I feel as if more members would ruin the community. These are just my thoughts. I can't wait to hear yours. Tucker Plox. Do you want to go first, or do I?
You want to go first.
Okay, well, basically, I think RFPMB has already been through this once. And I think that was at the time when, I don't know when it was. It must have been late 2005, early 2006.
Yeah, that's when it was.
And we suddenly increased from being an extremely small community, much smaller than we are at the moment, to a much bigger community. And I didn't like it then. I didn't think it was very good then because I liked the smaller one and we suddenly got a lot, lot bigger. But I think at the end of the day, what you've got to accept is that if we don't grow, then Shane and Mike aren't going to be able to keep up with the costs for running the site. So, yeah, a small community is nice, but it wouldn't be able to support the running costs. So there would be no community before long.
Exactly. My views on this is that we're not trying specifically to grow RSBNB into one of those mega fan sites, you know? You know, any mega fan site you can get your mind on. We're not trying to grow into that. We're just trying to grow into it and promote what we have. Like, promoting RSPNB Update, RSPNB Informer, the Events Crew channel, and other things. That's all trying to promote something we've had before. If it brings people in, that's good. But we're not going to see a huge influx where we're going to jump from 500 to 10,000 users. Not saying that's what we have now, but that's just an example. We're not going to jump that much from that. But I really am not seeing the problem. We saw our main envelope of growth, as Brad said, at the end of 2005, and if it happens again, we'll just deal with it. But I don't know. I think it's an okay size right now. We're not
more
looking
traffic
to expand it, you know? More traffic? What do you mean?
Well, more traffic gets you more money from the ads, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly, and that's actually what we need.
Yes, so, or donate money.
Yes. Do what Brad said.
Money.
Why don't you?
Don't I give you money every month? Or did that stop?
I'll ask Mike later.
I didn't cancel it, so.
Okay. I'll check then. Hey, guys. Do you know of any tutorials for VB6 from Adam?
No, I do not. Sorry.
Yeah, neither do I. But I'm going to say, if you want to start learning to program with something using a tutorial, do not use VB6. Just do not use Visual Basic. If you use Visual Basic, you're digging yourself a hole that you couldn't get into and you're not going to be able to get out of. If and when
I am
time,
a mole and I live in a hole. Sorry, I had to sing that.
Okay. You're not going to be able to get out of it if and when the time comes you want to make this programming thing you like to do official and go into computer science or something, because they do not use Visual Basic anywhere. They use Java. So if you're looking to do this to further your own education for later on when you decide to start taking computer science, I would not recommend Visual Basic. I would recommend Java. But Visual Basic, then again, can be used for some good things along the way, but it's not my favorite. So I will put some Java tutorial links in the notes for you. That's from Adam.
Next question. With the new graphical updates coming, what do you think Jagex will do with the monsters and such? Do you think they'll all get a graphical overhaul as well? Thanks, Sorda 24.
I wonder if he plays with swords.
That's irrelevant. But on the topic of the question, I would think they would have to, wouldn't they? Otherwise, it would look really shit.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we've been seeing for the past 2 years, what I said about the blue dragons, you know? The green dragons, the black dragons, red dragons, the fire giants, the moss giants. What else? The guards, you know? Everything's been updated already. So, in effect, it's already happening. Because if you notice that the new monsters are more detailed. I don't know if you remember what blue dragons used to, and dragons in general used to look like. Brad, do you?
Yeah, I can remember. That is, actually, I didn't think of that at all. I guess, yes, they are probably in the process of updating all the monsters before they update the terrain itself.
Yeah, because like, the monsters are already updated, like, you know? Like, this is the current blue dragon, which is obviously much more advanced than the blue dragon that RuneScape Classic came out with.
And much more advanced than the terrain behind it, you can see. It looks very smooth compared to the...
So, it's already happened. It's already happened. But there are a few things that haven't been done, like the lesser-known areas, like west of Sears Village, I know that has not been touched yet. Underground Pass. So... those kind of areas do need to be updated still. So, in effect, that's what we've been seeing for the past 2 years. They've been slowly working up to this. Thank you, Sorter.
Next question. Hello, guys and girls. Well, I'm the guy. Shane's the girl.
No.
My question is aimed at Shane today. Shane, I enjoy roller coasters and thrill rides, so I often look at videos and reviews of them on YouTube. While searching, I came across West Edmonton Mall. Do you ever visit it? If so, which ride is your favorite? That question is from Kenny. I can't imagine Shane the sort of person who likes that sort of ride personally.
But... I would.
Really?
Yeah.
You've ever been on it?
No. But I would. It's just I don't like noisy places, so I don't go there. You know?
You don't like noisy places?
No.
Okay.
But...
a bit mental.
Yeah, I haven't been at the mall, actually. I've only been there once this year.
Does your mother go to the mall often?
Yeah, yeah. And,
bloody women.
Yeah, it was the biggest in the world. But I invite you to take a look at this Wikipedia link on here. Main attractions. Galaxyland was originally known as Fantasyland. However, during a court battle with Disney, West Edmonton Mall changed the park's name to Galaxyland after July 1995 when completing minor renovations.
Galaxyland sounds gay.
The World Water Park. North America's largest indoor water park. Over 20,000 square meters.
Where did they give it to you, bloody Canadians? You don't deserve it.
The Ice Palace is a regulation size NHL hockey rink inside.
Hockey is not a sport.
And we've got a dragon that blows fire at the movie theater. See? See this, Brad? Look at that dragon. If you go up to the upper level, it feels like, you know, when you open the oven after something's been cooking in there, it feels like the heat wave that comes out when you open the oven on the upper level. So, it goes about every 20 minutes and blows fire across the entire lobby area at the movie theater. Apparently, it's also got an indoor shooting range, a casino... multiple casinos.
I've just been making smart-ass remarks for the last minute. Nobody heard me because I accidentally muted myself. I was saying... Shut up. I was saying, doesn't that bloody thing catch the whole place on fire? That'd be funny.
It doesn't. Like, if you go up to the... you heard what I said about going to the upper level then, right?
Yeah.
So it's not... even on the main floor, it's still hot, but not that hot. And there's nothing combustible around it, so...
I would take a big vat of petrol, and I would lob it up there as the fire, and it would explode. And the Canadians would all die, and I would laugh.
Okay.
And then I would say I was doing the Lord's work.
Oh, there was also... There's also something sad here. Let me...
Why is it the Canadian national anthem? That's pretty sad.
No, it says before 1998, the mall owned more submarines than the Canadian Navy. The mall had a submarine ride that went to depths of 6 meters.
Wow, that is embarrassing. You Canadians, if there was ever a war, you'd be the first to go, wouldn't you?
No, Navy's not that important for us, because we're not like an island country like you are, you know? Anyways.
Yes, so you've got you're just America's hat.
Yeah, but take a look. There's Chinatown in the mall, you know? Bourbon Street, which is like New Orleans. Europa Boulevard. Take a look at these pictures. You know, this Wikipedia article hypes them all up more than they actually should be hyped. It's not that great. But take a look at the article.
Yeah, I agree too. Fun. Canada isn't that great.
Oh, please.
Oh, please. Okay, next question.
It's going to be the only Apple store in Alberta starting in July.
Oh, are you going to go there when it opens? Are you going to camp outside?
No, I'm not going to camp outside. Next question.
There you are. Next question. You can do it. I've read the last couple.
I'm just pulling up the link for it. But anyways, have you guys ever heard of Ivano, and what do you think of it? Personally, I think it's great speech-to-text usage. They may get a few words wrong, but you can't expect them to get all things right. From Kirby.
Oh, yeah. When I first saw this question, I was playing with it, and I was making it swear at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's fun.
Let's see what it can say today. Hello, Brad. Read now. Do we want Jennifer, a female U.S. voice? Let's go with that.
Hello, Brad.
Polish voice.
Mam na imię Ewa. Jestem jednym z głosów syntezatora mowy Iwona. Mogę przeczytać, co tylko zapragniesz. Wypróbuj mnie.
Mam na imię Jacek. Jestem jednym z głosów syntezatora mowy Iwona. Mogę przeczytać, co tylko zapragniesz. Wypróbuj mnie. Gekki wrat.
Oops, that was a typo. I meant to say hello, Brad, but I wrote...
Gekki wrat.
Hello, Brad. Gekki wrat. Hello, Brad.
I don't know. It's fun, but I like the AT&T
Bună.
One better.
Eu sunt Carmen. Una dintre vocile sintetizatorului
okay,
vocal
stop,
Ivona.
This is madness.
Eu pot citi totul în limba română. Încearcă-mă.
This is madness.
Why?
Because it is. There's just lots of foreign voices. I feel like I'm in. I don't know.
Thank you, Kirby. I prefer AT&T still, though. Or we can talk. We can use Alex. You know.
Who's Alex?
It's the voice on the Mac.
Hi.
Hi. No.
Hi, Brad.
No. Hi, Brad. No, he sounds too much like Microsoft Sam. The other one was clearer.
Okay. Anyways, thank you, Kirby. Next one.
Next question. What drives you to keep playing RuneScape? And Brad, I'll start that again. I completely messed it up. What drives you to keep playing RuneScape? And Brad, when did... Right. What drives you to keep playing RuneScape? And Brad, when you did play, what kept you going? That question is from Freestarfish. I'm sure we've had a question like this very recently, but... Just friends, really. Once all my friends quit, that was beside Shane. That was when I quit.
Aw. You can always come back and play.
No, I don't want to, Shane.
I'll go do things with you.
Oh my god, no, please.
We can go fishing or go farming, you know? Yeah, but for me, I don't know. I'd have to say it's the goals. If I can set a goal, I'll be more inclined to keep doing it. But I am taking a break right now from Herblore, because if you take a look at the anti-fire potion prices, they went down quite a bit when I started training it. So I need to just wait it out a bit. But for me, I'd say goals. Brad says friends. Thank you, Freestyle Fish. This summer, I'm going to Ireland for my yearly vacation to see my family. Now, my question is, do you guys ever go to a place yearly or every 2 years? And for what reason? From Marco995.
No, I don't really. I go on different places whenever I go on holiday. I'd never want to go back to the same place.
Australia?
It's a bit boring. Only if I had like a nuclear bomb.
Okay, let's be nice here. For me, yeah, we've been doing the same trip for about 5 years now.
Where do you go?
Down to the West Coast. Seattle area, Vancouver, yeah, but not actual Vancouver. It's more.
And you go and see and you go and see Bill Gates in
Seattle. I haven't done that yet. Maybe this year.
He doesn't want to see you. I think he doesn't like.
Yeah,
you.
I don't know. It's not that amazing, but I would like.
He hates you because you're a Mac user and you suck up to Steve Jobs.
I would like to go see the Microsoft campus. You know, that would be fun. I think. Wouldn't it, like, to go see where everything goes and where the failure known as Vista and Windows ME came from?
Yeah, you should just say that when you're on the tour. Vista and failure, you'd probably get chucked out. You'd probably get beaten up. All the Microsoft fanboys would beat you up.
Yeah, what if I brought the MacBook Pro in there in a clear carrying case?
They'd probably beat you up and break it.
Or an iPod instead of a Zune. Anyways, so that's where we go yearly, and also for past 15 years, let's say, every summer at least once a year, maybe twice a year, we take a little trip to the mountains for just relaxation. You know, it's always good to go there, like after the school year ends. You know, just to kind of clear your mind. I like doing that. So if I ever disappear for two days, that's likely where I've gone.
I don't go to anywhere yearly.
I want to go back.
Right, next question. Enough, Shane. What is or was your favorite area in RuneScape? I personally enjoyed my time in the Fishing Guild. When I was going towards 99 fishing, I got to make friends, experience arguments between 12-year-olds, and make fun of the bots that used to be there, thanks to the Xbox Legacy. So what is your favorite area?
The Elven Forest Land.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, but there's no farming spots there.
Yeah, there is. In the
really?
Latia, there's a palm tree patch.
A
fruit tree patch, yeah. But
my favorite area.
I don't know. It's just so nice when you walk up to the Crystal City, you know, and you can go into the forest with all the trees and go out to the water and do shark fishing, you know.
I quite like the desert south of Alcard for some
reason. Really?
The area in Polonievich, or however you say it.
So you die in there.
Yeah, I die in the desert.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very interesting. I never knew you liked the desert.
I just like that area. I just think it's quite nice, the way it's spread out and everything.
If Desert Treasure 2 comes out, will you do it with me?
Probably, yes.
Okay, that's good.
Might even do the quest as well.
I said, will you do it with me, the quest?
Yeah, I know. You said, wow, I made a fool of myself. Let's continue quickly.
That's from the Xbox Legacy. What has been your favorite RSBNB event, and why did you like it the most? I like the Boundless God Wars, but I think we should take on Zami at some point for a change, even though the kill count is hard to get from Waffle350. You know, we won't be doing Zamorak. You want to know why?
Why not?
The hilt is not that good, and that's the only thing it drops. It doesn't drop anything else like armor pieces or anything. So, probably not Zamorak.
Shane's just in it for the loot. That's quite sad.
Yeah, why not? Favorite RSBNB event would have to be Hide and Seek.
I don't have a favorite RSBNB event.
Oh, that's too bad. Why not?
Probably one of the Halo games we played. That was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, those are good. And the Call of Duty ones
as
well.
Apart from the bloody 12-year-olds with the high-pitched voices that were annoying me.
Well, yeah, that was a bit hard on my ears as well. But you have to give them credit, because you were like that one day, you know? Right?
No, I wasn't, Shane. I was never whingy and annoying.
Anyways, so Brad says the Xbox events, and I say Hide and Seek, Call of Duty, or Counter-Strike Source. Remember the Counter-Strike events?
Oh, yeah. Hardly anyone turned up.
Well, you sound tired.
I am tired. Hardly anybody turned up.
Okay, next question, then.
Hardly anybody turned up. Anyone. Right. At what point in your lives have you been most angry, and what was the reason for being so? The question is from Moodle.
I mean Noodle. Shane, that's a typo. That's a typo, actually.
Shane typed Moodle. Okay, Noodle. Go on, then you go.
Oh. Huh. I don't know. It's hard. Like, you know, you'd have to agree. It's hard to remember when, like, you've been most angry or something, you know? I don't know. You first.
No, I really can't. I get angry quite a lot. and I'm generally angry most of the time, so differentiating one time from another is quite difficult.
Oh, I know when I get angry. It's
when
people cannot do their freaking jobs.
Or is it when Star Trek gets cancelled?
No, actually, no. It's like when I go out somewhere and these people there are not doing their jobs, you know, and I don't know. They seem to get scared when I get angry.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Because my tone changes, you know? So I'd have to just say whenever somebody in like the retail sector or something like that screws up royally.
Most people who work in retail are retards.
Okay. You used to work in retail.
No, I didn't.
When you were chopping meat.
That wasn't in retail, Shane. That was in a bloody food place.
It's still retail.
No, it's not.
Okay. Anything else on this one? Brad?
No, nothing else to say.
Thank you, Noodle. What type of computer are you using right now, and is it your ideal computer? My answer, I'm using an HP, but my favorite type of computer is an Alienware for its gaming potential, and it looks cool. That's from Power Crazy 13. Brad?
What was your first gaming console?
No, wrong question.
Oh, sorry. Has a fan ever done anything creepy or stupid?
No. We're way up there. I'm asking you what your ideal computer is.
Sorry. My ideal computer. I didn't really have an ideal computer. I don't know, something with a very fast processor, a nice graphics card, and a lot of memory.
That's called a MacBook Pro.
No.
Okay. For me, I have it with me right now, the MacBook Pro. It's an excellent computer. Quality hardware, even though you pay a bit more, but I would not trade it for anything else quite like it.
Just probably like a big one of those Alienware computers.
Oh, those are so overpriced.
Sorry. Are you talking about overpriced, Mr. Mac?
Yeah, seriously. They're like $5,000, and you can build the same thing for $3,000 on your own.
Max define overpriced.
No.
Max define overpriced.
No. An Alienware could cost $5,000, and you can build it for $3,000 instead. So your ideal computer is just a general one?
As long as it's got an Alienware with a nice graphics card, a lot of RAM, and a nice fast processor.
Okay. But I can build you one. Just send me your
shut
just
up.
Send me your money.
Next question: have you ever considered getting a tattoo? If so, where and why? Personally, I wouldn't mind having a tribal tattoo on my upper arm, so that it is not on view for everyone to see, but it's okay, but it's cool to look at when I want to show it off. That question is from Ryan. It's not that I haven't got a tattoo. It's not that I'm against tattoos. I think that some of them look okay as long as they're done tastefully. I wouldn't like the idea of having something on my skin that's very difficult to get off.
Exactly. I mean, that's the same thing with me too, you know? But if someone gave you $500, would you do a heart?
It depends where it was.
On your shoulder?
Not on my forehead. Yeah. I see no problem with that.
Yeah, I would too, actually.
Shane would get a heart that said RSBNB on it.
Sure, why not?
Okay, anyway, next question. As a fan of BNB, the podcast, ever done anything creepy or stalkerish to you? A question is from AndyMaster24.
Yes, add me to their friends list and try and track what I'm doing on RS.
That's not really that creepy. I remember once this guy PM'd me on the forums, right, saying he wanted to meet me in RS or something, and I PM back saying, you know, that's nice. I don't play RS anymore, but you know, if you ever need to know anything or need help with anything, just message me and, you know, I'll help you. So I tried to be nice, right? And he messaged me back, right? The first message was really normal, but the second message was like major psycho. It was all in capitals, and it said, "I just think you're really cool and I want to hang out with you, okay?" That was like, okay, back off.
I know what somebody did after doing the show. Do you remember 2 years ago after it started in about December 2005-ish?
Yeah. Cool.
Somebody sent something into the feedback thing saying that they like loved me and adored me and everything. Site feedback thing, remember that?
Oh, I remember that, yeah. That was the only girl Shane's ever gotten through the RSBNB feedback.
Yeah, I'm not sure it was a girl.
Probably was a guy.
Yeah, probably. But yeah. That was from Andy Master 24. 24
what was
is
your first
show.
Game? 24 comes after 23 hours in a day. Anyway, what was your first gaming console? PC doesn't count. And what was your first video game for it, Stephen? Do they mean like games consoles you owned or played on or what?
Owned. What was your first one?
Probably the PS1.
Ah, so you weren't allowed to have them before that?
No, that was probably just the first one I actually owned.
My first one was the NES.
Like what was your first game?
The Mario one that came with it.
The first game I remember playing on the PS1 was... And do you know that film Small Soldiers?
No.
You've never seen that?
No.
It was this film about these little...
toy soldier things?
Yeah, these little toy soldiers that actually come alive.
I think I remember seeing previews for that. I was like 9 or 10.
It was the game about that.
Oh.
But I remember it was like, it wasn't a scary game, but parts of it scared me.
Like what?
I don't know.
So are
just
you
like.
Are you still scared of these things?
No.
I sense a hint of deception.
Shut up, I'm not scared.
Yes, you are.
I'm not, you're scared. You are scared.
So, I don't know, are we done with that one?
Yeah, I think we are.
Okie dokie.
No, we still got one more question.
What was your first game for it?
No, at the very bottom.
Oh, yeah. What would your last request be from Patrick? Interesting question.
I presume this would be if we were like, on our deathbeds and we had one last request. You know?
For me, it would not to have a Christian funeral.
I don't know what my last request would be. It would probably be...
I know what mine would be. It'd be delivering a piece of paper that says I don't want a funeral like that, and a piece of paper with all my passwords to somebody responsible so they can handle my computers.
Me? I am responsible.
No.
My last request would be, I would request that a nuke be dropped on Australia. Silence.
Yeah, exactly.
But then I could finally say that my life had not been in vain and I had accomplished something. The destruction of an evil, corrupt, and horrible nation.
But they're not all like that.
They're not all like that.
I've met Australians before that aren't like that.
But they're not all like that. You sound like a girl.
No. They're not all like the bad experience you had with a particular one who was an ex-staff member, you know?
Oh, yeah, just spell it out, Shane, so everybody knows what you're talking about.
Well, I think the listeners have a right to know.
I think they have a right to know.
Don't they?
I'm not sure. No, I don't think they have the right to know anything.
Okay.
They have the right to remain silent.
Anyways, that's it for questions this week. Thank you, everyone.
We
did lots of questions this week because there is no RS news. We're done. We're actually done on questions now. We're on to tech news.
On to tech news.
Apple files patent for solar cells on portable devices. This is interesting. In a patent application dated April 24th, 2008, titled Solar Cells on Portable Devices, attributed to a number of Apple employees, Apple reveals possible plans to integrate solar cells into iPods and MacBooks. The application describes a scenario where solar cells, typically stacked with layers, are made of transparent or semi-transparent materials. Some of these layers may be used for input or display purposes, and some layers may be coated with various purposes and etched with product logos or other patterns. Does this say anything to you?
It says that Apple are hungry for more money, so they're making a slight change to their original products in order to ship them out and make the Mac fanboys buy them for an overpriced thing with a tiny little add-on.
You know what this is saying to me?
It
means that new solar MacBooks, new iPhone, and maybe a Mac tablet are coming.
Exactly. They're just adding the tiniest little feature in order to say, to make people buy them to get more money. Apple are an evil money-grabbing corporation. I hope Steve Jobs gets AIDS.
But wouldn't it be nice to have a computer that charges itself in the sun?
I never heard a more idiotic phrase in my entire life.
Why?
Because are you honestly saying if you had a computer that had one of these solar cells in them that you would actually go out in the sunshine just to use it to recharge?
No.
Exactly. So it's
I'm just saying, like, for iPhones and iPod touches, you know? It's a good idea because people are
gimmick,
outside
pointless.
With those.
Gimmick pointless.
I don't know. I think I'd buy one.
Money, see, you're an idiot. You're a Mac fanboy.
Yeah, right. Nowhere near degrees that it could be, you know?
I think you're a fanboy if you would buy something just because they put a bloody solar cell
on
it.
No, I would only buy it if I needed it, you know? I wouldn't buy it just because they have it. I'm cheap. I only buy things if I need it. But this is interesting nonetheless, and we'll have to wait until the next week in June to see what happens with the Worldwide Developers Conference, see what comes out. Let's set a Firefox world record. New York Times ad, Firefox Flicks, Firefox Crop Circle, Operation Firefox. Firefox community is always up to something cool, collaborative way to discuss their declare their passion for Firefox. What a better way to do this than band together to set a Guinness World Record for the most software downloaded in 24 hours. You gonna do this? Here's the link. You can sign up and then pledge to download it when it comes out in June. I already did. So if you're gonna do this, sign up, pledge, download Firefox, and let's make it the most downloaded software in world record history. Brad?
Sorry, I'm muting myself again. There's a thing which says here, it says, host a party to download Firefox. You provide the people, we'll provide the party favors. What the hell? How nerdy have you got to have a party saying, I'm going to have a party, do you want to come? Oh yeah, what's it for? Oh, to download Firefox? What? No, just no.
Why? What's wrong with that? I think you muted yourself again.
No, I didn't. It's just damn stupid.
But will you at least sign up and pledge that you'll download it when it comes out?
Yes, I'll download it, but I'm not having a bloody party.
Okay, you don't have to have a party. Thank you. So be sure to take a read through this. Oh, and I learned how to play piano for this next piece of tech news. Ready?
Well, then play tech. Play the Fur Elise.
I haven't practiced that yet.
Go on and play.
Okay, hang on. My piano's just loading up right now.
Enough, Shane. We know you're not playing that. Shane, stop. You're not playing that. Stop it.
How'd you know?
Because you're just playing a track.
No.
Yes.
I was playing a game that when you catch little shapes, it plays piano.
Link me.
I did.
Oh, music catch. So you didn't learn to play the piano, Shane. You deceived me.
But isn't it just nice and relaxing?
Not really.
I found that relaxing. But the link will be in the notes to play that game. It's a fun game. Might end up being a Flashy Friday.
You haven't done a Flashy Friday in years.
You haven't done a Fishy Friday in years.
Yeah, that was just a minor gimmick to take the mick out of you. Anyway.
That's that.
Do you want the
on
first?
To the events. Yes, I want the first one, and you can have the next two. If only I got X amount of XP for every time I crossed that ditch. Well, why not? It would make sense seeing as it's an obstacle of sorts. The obstacles in the abyss give XP, and to best of my knowledge, don't have any requirements to pass. It would make having jumping the ditch somewhat more worthwhile. An amount around 5 to 10 XP, give or take some, per jump would be somewhat reasonable for the extra second or so it takes to jump the ditch. Ideally, give the ditch some kind of benefit, as the primary reason it was implemented is now irrelevant. That, or alternately, remove the ditch, which many people would like. To avoid power leveling agility by jumping the ditch, a slight time delay would have to be implemented before being able to jump again. You know the drill. Any thoughts and such are welcome. Thoughts?
I don't know, really. I think it's a rather anal thing to be ranting over, but whatever.
Because there's no point to the ditch, you know? I say either remove it or give some XP for this.
It's only they're talking about the ditch into the wilderness, yeah?
Yeah, that's the only ditch in RuneScape, as far as I know.
It's not with the intent of trading agility, it's with the intent of warning people when they're entering the wilderness.
Yeah, but it's not that dangerous anymore.
Yeah, not anymore, but when it was... I don't think anything really needs to be changed. I think Jagex have bigger things on their plate, bigger fish to fry.
See? See, you're just illustrating that point. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Oh, for the love of God, please shut up. I don't really have much to say on this. I don't think it's really relevant and...
I think it should be removed altogether. Call in Spades United again and have them remove it.
I don't think anything needs to be done.
Okay, then.
Next rant.
But if you think it should be done, send me a PM.
No, don't. Don't PM him. He just likes having PMs. Anyway, around 3 weeks before the Grand Exchange came out, I bought my first party hat ever. It was by far the best day of my 3.5 years of RuneScape. I bought a purple party hat to match my new outfit I created to match my new trimmed cooking cape. Little did I know that my purple party hat would be completely worthless in the next couple of weeks. It used to be when you saw someone with a party hat, you were envious of that person, or was it just me? Now all I feel for someone with a party hat is pity and sorrow. In case you haven't read about the party hat before, party hats are impossible to sell. Since the limited trading rule came out, people can't merchant with them anymore, so they're basically useless. You cannot merchant with them and they're very hard to sell, which contributes why people don't buy them now. The week that the GE was released, I made plans on getting 99 smithing, 99 crafting, 99 magic, 99 fire making. But now since I'm unable to sell my party hat, I'm stuck with about 3 million cash in my armor and weapons. All my goals have come to a screeching halt. I'm barely getting to buy crafting with 3 million. My idea. Have some sort of store that will buy or discontinued items from you for the minimum price. Basically, make it a store where people can sell their holiday items to the store. Player stock store, not unlimited stock. To be honest, I don't see how having this discontinued store will cause any inflation or anything. Prices will stay the same as they are currently. Just let me know if you're supporting or not, or you have any ideas to tweak this or not. If you don't support, at least give me the free bump. LOL. I don't really like this guy after I read the first paragraph, because basically, it at first seemed as if he was happy to have the hat, you know, happy to get a party hat. And then it seemed like he just wanted respect for having the party hat, and then it seemed like he just wanted the party hat for money. And I don't think buying a party hat should be about money. I think if you want a party hat and you get one, it should be about having the item, not the potential money
exactly.
It could bring you. So I think this guy's a dick.
But what about the general idea of the store?
No,
you
no.
Can't really sell
no.
them.
I don't agree. No, I don't. I don't
you
think.
Sure?
If you, you know, the same sort of thing could be said of anything. You know, oh, I can't sell this item anymore. Can you just have a general store I could sell it to for minimum price? It's just no. It's just, no. Don't agree.
Yeah, that would be too easy, and it would, I think, create an excess amount of cash probably in
yeah,
the economy,
because...
which we don't need.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. But the point is that they're hard to sell. So, I don't know. Next one.
Okay, last rant. I know a huge number of people have probably ranted about this, but I think it's worth ranting about. There's many people that have started playing years ago without realizing they would be seeing the same name for so many years that's not giving so much thought for it. I, for one, would like to rid of those numbers for my name, maybe add a title of some sort, but no same person would make a new character just to change the name if their current one is 134 levels and has a high total level, etc. It shouldn't be an impossible task for talented Java gaming experts. So many paying customers desire this, so why not? Sure, you'll probably take lots of effort, but by channeling some sort of the attention request and other updates, I'm sure it's possible to do at least once, at least to the members. It will make a good portion of the active players very happy. At least I'm tired of numbers in my name. I might have wanted there for the first half years of the time I've been playing, yet to have them for about 5 years so far. You could have your previous name to next to your new name for a month or so, or you could just get to know your friends again. Oh yeah, because if you change your name, they're going to totally forget you. Not much different than some friends of yours PM you saying, hey, this is my pure. That's once a year, or even less frequent. Maybe have timers on accounts to prevent one from changing their names for more than once per year, or possibly once per account. Even this would hardly make people fade from confusion. Partially borrowed idea from Maria Lothar. Your account name could remain. You might only see it on your member's subscription. Maybe still log in with it. But you'd have an in-game name in the forums in-game. You'd still have a screen name, but your friends and other people would interact with an account name. Possibly only you and Jagex would know. In my opinion, that would even bring a certain kind of safety to your account from hacking. Kind of hard to hack someone's account name you don't know.
What do you think?
I do think this is a very good idea, and I think what he's touched on at the end is what World of Warcraft has. You have an account name you log in with, and then once you're logged into that, you can create characters with different names. But
exactly.
I personally empathize with him because I was never happy with my RuneScape name. Shut up. I was never happy with my RuneScape name, and I always wanted to change
Brad
it.
Brad Woodward.
But yeah.
Did you get in trouble for putting your full name on the internet?
No, I didn't, but I actually contacted Jagex one trying to get him to change it, and I said, listen, it's my full name. I don't want people tracking me down. I wasn't really scared about that. I was just trying to make him, like, sympathize with me. But it didn't work. But Blizzard have name changes for World of Warcraft, but you actually have to pay for them. But I personally...
Oh, interesting.
I personally
wouldn't... Yeah, that's what you have to do on Xbox Live as well. You have to pay.
I personally
like
wouldn't
200
have...
200 points or something.
I wouldn't have minded, though, paying to change my RuneScape name when I played, because it really annoyed me. So say what you're gonna say.
Go ahead.
No, you
I would want to get rid of my numbers as well.
Yeah, but you couldn't just have the name Shane, could you?
I know it's silly, but I would like that. But no, I don't think so. I don't think so. Anyways, yeah, this was a good rant. I do have to say so myself.
Yeah, it was a good rant. I agree with that a lot.
Yeah, so maybe one day this will happen. Hopefully. Because, you know, if lots of people wanted it, it would not be that hard to do. All you do is in the database where you store your players' data, you create a new column for display name and leave the sign-in name as your account name that we already have. So your sign-in name would be Brad Woodward, and you could change your display name to anything you want.
And that's actually my account name for World of Warcraft is Brad Woodward, but all the characters are named once you've logged into your account, so it doesn't matter really because nobody knows it.
Remember on WoW, there was that guild, Freudian Slip?
Yeah, that was the guild with all the RSPB people in.
I thought it was Freudian Ship for a bit.
Freudian Ship. Was that because we went on that ship and then you fell off?
Yeah, I think so.
Shane had to be a gay night elf. Everyone else was creating human characters, but Shane had to be a gay night elf.
Because that's what William Shatner was.
He was
on his commercial.
He was an elf. Oh, wow. No, he was a Tauren. He wasn't an elf. Mr. T was an elf. He was a Tauren.
Oh.
A big...
Remember the... What was that small guy's name who was a dwarf? Vern Troyer.
Yeah, he was the gnome. He was a gnome.
That's what Creepy is, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a gnome, but they don't play anymore, I don't think.
Anyway, so that's rants.
That's the end of the show.
Let us change our names.
It's the
Let
end.
Us change our names.
It's the end of the show as we know it. It's the end of the show
it's
as
not.
We know it.
And so, on to some other things. It's time to pick our May contest winner, and the winner is...
Me, yay!
No, who is it?
Me, for being seen with you freaks.
Okay, but who?
You pick.
We already picked before, and
say then.
We got five entries. We have to say that this time, Connor, it's going to you because yours is the most spring themed with the snow melting and whatnot. So it's going to you. I'll be in contact with you if you listen to the show. So if you're still listening, I hope you do. But I'll be in contact with you shortly.
Yay!
Anyways, we got a new skill of the month that's been picked. And it is magic. That's never been picked before.
Wow.
Which is rather interesting. So.
Wow.
I don't know. Some people saying they're just going to sign up and use whatever XP they get from teleports in the month. You know, that would be kind of interesting to sign up and see how much teleporting XP you get in a month, because normally if you don't train it, you know?
Yeah.
But you can do that on the RSBNB High Scores anyways. Highscores.rsbnb.com. Also, I'd like to point out that on the May skill of the month, Southrend is winning by about 2k XP, so it's still a tight race between Southrend and Rodsay.
I say,
we won't know.
Go Rodsay.
My money's on Southrend.
Yeah, but I want Rodsay to win.
Why? Why not Southrend?
Just because, Rodsay. Don't question my divine will.
RSBNB.com/SKOTM. Ryan has put out his review for Grand Theft Auto 4 on RSBNB Informer.
Yay!
Informer.RSBNB.com. Lots of great articles that are coming out at least 2 a week, so be sure to check that out. We've also got PFK99s now, who is joining me as a tech writer.
Yay!
So he'll be handling the Windows side of things. I'll be handling the Mac, Linux website. So maybe there'll be a time when we can join forces on something. I don't know. Maybe. But also keep a note that it's nearing the end of the month, so the monthly update on a whole bunch of RSBNB things will be posted on RSBNB Informer in the coming few days, so keep an eye on that. Oh, and we also got the Events Crew YouTube channel, which was mentioned above in one of the questions. It's basically youtube.com/user/RSBNB staff. There's a whole bunch of videos on there. For instance, there's videos about Creepy's 99 woodcutting in September. RSBNB member gets 99 fishing. Why wasn't I invited to this?
Because nobody likes you. Oh, I'm sorry.
RSBNB member gets 99 fishing.
Don't hurt me.
Huh.
Why are you playing that?
Because it's the video on the channel. Oh, I know who it was. It was Titus who got 99 fishing. So congratulations there. We got Field Sweeper, an event combination, and a video about March's Bandos God Wars event. So check that out. What have we been doing? What have you been up to, Bradley?
Not much. Bradlina? Nothing. Bradlet? Not much. Nothing at all. Nothing. I've been sitting in a corner ranting and complaining.
Crying?
No, I don't cry.
Okay.
I don't cry.
So that's it. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Another week.
Okay.
Another day, another dollar.
Okay, I've been working on Herblore, as you probably know. I have to slow down a bit because, I've oversaturated the market with antifires to the point that the price has dropped 5% in the last 3 days.
Shane is single-handedly destroying the economy.
I know. It's just so funny. Like, if you go to the Grand Exchange database and look up antifire 4... Just do that for me quickly. And then go to 30-day view. Look at the graph. You can clearly see when I started training Herblore.
Hang on a sec.
Like 10 days ago on like May 17th or something. Yeah. Here's the link.
Antifire 4.
Just, straight down. And go to 30-day view.
Hang on a second.
I sent the link on the
MSN. Okay, here we go.
MSN.
So you started training...
Around May 19th, May 17th.
Oh yeah, you can see that exact day. from between May 19th to about the 23rd of May, it fell by about 200 gold, roughly.
Yeah, about, yep.
A boot, 200 gold.
It's about.
A boot.
So that's what I've been doing there.
Fate's been single-handedly destroying the economy. I've been single-handedly destroying the world.
I've been working on RuneWire stuff.
I've not.
No, you haven't. And I've been figuring out what kind of computer to replace my aging computer with.
He's going
to
get an Alienware one.
No, I'm not going to get an Alienware. Jeez.
Shane loves Alienware. He thinks it's the best computer.
No. So that's what I've been up to, trying to figure out how to what to replace this computer next to me with, because I really don't use it anymore, and it just needs to be a file server, so I'm thinking of just going with something small. See, the problem is it's got a dying capacitor. And basically, for those of you guys who don't know, a capacitor controls current. So it takes current in, stores it, and then releases it in a controlled burst. But capacitors sometimes can, like, blow. This one's venting at the top, so it's not a good idea to keep using it if that's the case, because, well, eventually, if it got worse, it could fry multiple more components on the computer, including hard drives, motherboard, CPU, so it's not a good idea to keep using it if it's kind of flaky. So I'm just trying to figure out what to do with that. And I think I put Brad to sleep. You still with me?
Yes, I am still with you.
Okay. Yeah, remember last week you disappeared?
Yes, I did disappear because my net connection dropped out.
So that's what happened to Brad last week. I don't know, we didn't say anything in the beginning, but that's what happened.
Not that anybody cared.
Anyways, I think we're done for RSPMB Update 154. See ya, everyone.
See ya.